Bluegrass tune, because when Bill Monroe heard Elvis Presley's version of Blue Moon Kentucky, he always added a up-tempo section to his renditions of Blue Moon Kentucky. After that, people, I heard it once, a journalist say, Bill, didn't you mind when Elvis took that bluegrass tune, yours, Blue Moon of Kentucky, and made it into a pop song? And Bill said, no, Elvis, he done a fine job with that number right there. And they were powerful checks, and that's the way it stood with me and Elvis.
The Platters don't mind that we've turned this into a really obscure bluegrass tune, either. Cover band. So how do you like Old and in the Gray? Yeah, we need some branding here, you know, so go tell your friends. There's this new group called Old and in the Gray. Eyes up. Older guys, you know. Sitting around with time on our hands. Thank you.
Thank you.
is high. Jack by the Mississippi River, running Elk Ridge to the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon, and I'll him with the stars. Running Elk by the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the aces straight. Running Elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and he made a mortal cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail.
Thank you.
Hey, we'd like to do a new tune for us. We haven't worked up a new tune in a while. About 23 years. I started listening to this song a short while ago. It's on a recent record by my dear friend John Hartford, who just passed away. After a 23-year battle with cancer. And I just discovered this recording he made not too long ago. And this is the title tune, and I thought it would be appropriate for this band, so we're going to do a tune called Good Old Boy.
Good old boys, good old boys.
Thanks for this wonderful weather, East Tennessee. Guy right here, the hard-driving bluegrass guy. I've known him a long time. I met him first time up in Union Grove, North Carolina. I always thought he was kind of a gunslinger, you know? He came out there with that mandolin, man, started playing this wild-ass stuff, and I said, whoa, who is this dude? And then I found out, somebody called him the dog. I call him this David Grisman. Hey, I met this guy in Berkeley, California, quite a while ago. I believe I met him in 1965. It was fine. Summer of 65, I think. That was because I walked into a club and he almost got blinded by a violin player named Richard Green. We won't go into that. Pine Valley Boys, yes. First night I ever was in California, and he was playing the banjo, singing the high tenor, man. We got into a little band called the Smoky Grass Boys. Yeah. In 1966/67, and well, the rest is history. Please welcome Mr. Herb Peterson on the five wire. I'll say the prettiest bass player we've ever had. Our original bass player was called Mule. We can't. That's over with now. Miss Bren Bright on the bass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, folks. It's been such a pleasure to play for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to be here tonight. We are old and in the gray, and I hope that we all live a long life together.
This band made a record. Would you buy it? Yeah.
Thank you.